My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to try to get it all down. If you feel like you have a million things going on, spend a little bit of time capturing as many of those things as you can and writing them down somewhere. You will start to get a better sense of what is actually on your plate and what needs to be done now and what can wait for later. So if you are managing multiple projects or managing work and a household, the sheer volume of tasks can start to feel overwhelming. You will be thinking of one thing like, I need to fill out those tax forms. And then you will remember that you need to set up that physical therapy appointment and maybe get an extra bookcase for that room where stuff is just piled up. Also, it would be good to reach out to Bob about whether he's going to that conference next fall. Jen asked you to look over that article she submitted to your industry journal. And when did you last go to the dentist? It is true that eventually every task needs a time. But sometimes the swirling mess of impending tasks makes it hard to prioritize what needs to be done now, what needs to be done soon, and what needs to be done at some point. But it's not truly pressing. In order to figure out a plan for all of this and to keep it from popping into your brain unannounced, it helps to get it all down somewhere. I like to think of this as a brain dump. Take a few minutes to write down every pending task you can think of. You will probably have to come back to this list a few times during the day, because more things will occur to you. So just keep this list open in a notebook or an electronic document, and keep adding to it. Devotees of David Allen sometimes call this a someday maybe list. Things you might need to get to at some point, but you're not exactly sure when. When you've captured a lot of it, the list will look daunting. But that is okay. This is not your daily to-do list. It is just a list of potential tasks that you could do, or might want to do, or should do at some point. Go ahead and accept the length. Life is complicated. Then go through and figure out which ones truly do need to be done very soon. These deserve time on your calendar in the next few days. But, and I kind of think this is the fun part, you can then also choose one to two things that are not pressing and might be kind of exciting or motivational to add to your list. Go ahead and order that extra bookcase. Email Bob about the conference because, hey, you like Bob and you'd like to hear from him, even if the conference isn't for quite a while. There is some pretty good evidence that happiness at work is associated with a sense of progress. It feels good to cross things off the list. As you start pulling some of these nice-to-do things off the list, it will feel shorter, and you will feel more motivated. Plus, you won't forget the stuff that truly does have to happen. You will have a source list for creating your daily and weekly to-do lists, and that can make you feel much more on top of things. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.